Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Stephanie Edwards with Gold Hill Mesa. Stephanie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to discuss all the latest and greatest going on over at Gold Hill Mesa.
Thank you. We're really excited about this new year, and thanks for having me today.
No problem. And let's start a little bit. If people aren't as familiar, tell us a little bit about Gold Hill Mesa, including a lot of the nods to the heritage that we have here in Colorado Springs particularly.
Yes, well, as you know, it's an exciting year for Colorado Springs, celebrating 150 years. And the property where the Golden Cycle Mill operated, which is, what that iconic smokestack represents, was so important to the history of Colorado Springs. And the Golden Cycle Mill at the turn of the century during the Pikes Peak Gold Rush was the economic backbone of Colorado. And the area where the Gold Hill Mesa now stands was once one of the most illustrious locations in our state. It had the highest payroll in the state. Some of the gold produced at that mill lines the Capitol Dome, and it's just a really rich and important part of our history as we celebrate this 150th year anniversary.
Exactly, and the location is such a great location here in town, kind of on the southwest side for people who may not be as aware, but really it is a great community right here in southwest Colorado Springs.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so many of our residents and visitors to the property absolutely love how we're situated right at the gateway to some of the best recreational activities Colorado has to offer, and so close to Old Colorado City and downtown. So our residents love that, and we certainly get a lot of visitors. We're so close to the Bear Creek Dog Park and Nature Center and hiking and biking trails. So it is definitely a location, a standout location.
Exactly. And Stephanie, it's no secret that when you buy a home in Gold Hill Mesa, you're not just buying a home, you're really buying into a community, and really the community that has been developed in Gold Hill Mesa is truly second to none.
Yeah, so it's really wonderful. We have five builders. We've had seven over the history of the project, and but it's so much more than the homes. The homes are wonderful, and our builders do an incredible job. But ultimately, the heartbeat of that community are the people, the neighbors, and the community itself. And, you know, we have designed the streets in a way that the homes have front porches and sidewalks, and everything's designed on a grid system, which allows walkability and a lot of neighborly connectedness. There's a community center at the heart, and prior to COVID, we had so many events there. And we intend to bring those back, hopefully, this spring or when things allow. And then a lot of shared green spaces for children and families and pets to walk and gather.
And you'd mentioned the builders that work in Gold Hill Mesa. What are those builders, if someone may not be aware?
Yes, we have Vanguard Homes, David Weekly Homes, High Point Homes, and we're looking at bringing a couple more builders in this for the next few filings. So we're very excited about filings that are opening. We have filing 10 that is open that has David Weekly Homes and Vanguard Homes with about 50 lots. And some of those lots are going to have beautiful vistas looking out toward Garden of the Gods and downtown. And then we're also poised to soon open filings 11. It's in some design phase right now, and a filing 12. And we're working on a commercial area concept at the moment. But we do anticipate another 300-plus homes to really help serve the housing needs of Colorado Springs and our urban core.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit more about the commercial opportunities and really kind of building in that master planned community over at Gold Hill Mesa.
Yeah, the commercial area has been interesting. You know, we've had a lot of questions over the years, but we certainly, again, have a tremendous location for retail, restaurants. But as you know, the whole commercial world and retail world has changed and been largely impacted by the digital world, which has only increased this year during COVID. So we have a great opportunity to re-envision what that looks like. And we're in that process right now, developing a concept plan that's a mix of housing and multifamily housing and experiential restaurants and entertainment, along with some functional, you know, like hopefully a grocer. I think everybody in the region over there agrees that that would be a great addition. So we're working on that now, and we're very excited this year that we will be submitting a concept plan to the city.
Awesome. And not only do you develop community, but you really help to give back to the community as a whole. I mean, Golden Hill Mesa is a part of so many different organizations, you know, the Fountain Creek Conservation, the Children's Literacy Commitment, the Symphony, Cottonwood Center for Arts, and you're very key with the Chamber of Commerce, but you're also looking to help give back to the community as a larger scale, especially those impacted by COVID-19 in the near future.
Yes, we have always, since the beginning of the project, I have been there for 13 years. It's been paramount to me to integrate, connect, and give back to the broader community in every way possible. The whole concept is to revitalize this property economically, environmentally, and socially. And so part of that social giving, virtually everything we do from our concerts to our art gallery, not only fulfills our role in urban renewal revitalization, but also we always tie into some charity that is appropriate and aligns that we can give back. And we're proud of our partnership with the Bear Creek Nature Center. We're a partner in the park there. We've restored Fountain Creek, but then this year we are working with Picnic Basket on an innovative curbside catering offering that's going to allow people the opportunity to have meal planning and ordering and pick up right there outside the community center. And that's going to be a weekly occurrence. And we have some exciting talk of expanding that with maybe a few more vendors. And we're looking to launch that at the end of January, beginning of February. And we're so excited about Picnic Basket and all their good work they've done throughout COVID to support many organizations in need throughout the community. So, And this concept will reach beyond Gold Hill Mesa. So that will reach to that whole corridor and anyone who wants to participate.
Exactly. And then other big events looking to bring back, which is something I remember very vividly as a youngster growing up here in Colorado Springs. But I'm hearing some rumblings that Gold Hill Mesa is partnering up again with the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, which, shameless plug, you can hear right here on KRDO News Radio, the flagship station. But you guys want to help kick it off and bring back that kickoff concert that so many people remember as a part of the race weekend traditions.
That's right. We are so excited because, you know, as we're really looking at and exploring the history of the Golden Cycle Mill and the Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak Hill Climb, we go way, way back, and the Pikes Peak Hill Climb is so vital. And right now it's an amazing entertainment that's been around for virtually a century. And so last year we were poised to launch the hill climb with a kickoff concert at Gold Hill Mesa. And COVID put a little wrinkle in that plan, but we still sponsored the race, and we are very hopeful that this year we can jointly bring back that event, that kickoff event.
Yeah, and if anyone wants some more information about anything going on at Gold Hill Mesa, what's the best way about doing so?
Yes, certainly our social media channels are full of information. So Facebook is a great resource, as well as our website, goldhillmesa.com.
Awesome. And then if maybe somebody just is out and about, maybe wants to drive around, what's the best way to get in and really see the best of Gold Hill Mesa as you're kind of doing so from the car?
Yes. Yeah, so Lower Gold Camp Road near 21st Street at that intersection near North Penrose Center, come on to Millstream or South Ravenmine Drive, or off of Highway 24, come up 21st Street to Gold Hill Mesa Drive, just past Carlos Bistro on the left.
Awesome. Stephanie Edwards with Gold Hill Mesa, thank you so much for everything you do throughout the community. Also, a happy and a proud sponsor here with KRDO News Radio, making the Absolutely Colorado program such a success. And really, Gold Hill Mesa is featuring what is Absolutely Colorado here in Colorado Springs. Thank you so much for your time and joining us here on the Business Connection today.
Thank you, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much.